So this is a communion. We would call it a Passover communion. As Jesus with his disciples celebrated that night called Passover, which God told the children of Israel to always keep. So Christ was keeping the Passover with his disciples. And elements of that meal he gave particular meaning to. He took the cup of wine and said, "This is my blood, the blood of the New Testament. Take and drink." And he took the bread and he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He was commemorating, which has that meaning of remembering that night that 1450 some odd years earlier, God had delivered the children of Israel from Egypt. What took place that night? God gave instructions wherein he said that they were to take a lamb to have it in their house a few days, wherein it became a pet. And affection comes with pets. And the instruction was that they were to take that lamb and slay it. They were to take the blood of that lamb and put it on the doorpost and lintels. And God said, when the angel of death came to that house and saw the blood on the door posts and lintels, he would pass over. It wasn't their blood God required, but the blood of another, showing the vicarious sacrifice. Now, There's no looking at the person or personalities within the house that had the blood covering the doorposts and lintels. If the blood was applied, the angel passed over. I have no doubt that there were many in Egypt that night who suffered as a result of not having the blood applied, who were much better people than those inside some of the houses that had the blood applied. Goodness was not a criteria for passing over. What was Egypt? It was a type of sin. It was a type of bondage to sin. In the New Testament, Paul tells us in the book of Romans, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But as that night in Egypt, so today we remember God has provided a covering. And as we look to this cup, a symbol of the blood of Christ, we look through this cup and remembering Jesus, we remember where our covering is. In light of this morning's message, where our hiding place is. Paul tells us, 1 Corinthians 5, Christ, our Passover. We lift this cup and give thanks to God in Jesus Christ, our covering. Take it, thanking Him for His grace, His unmerited favor for Jesus. Amen. He took the bread also and broke it, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." That night back in Egypt, it says, they ate the roasted lamb for strength with shoes on their feet, and staff in hand, prepared for a journey. Psalm 105 tells us the incredible condition of those 2.5 or 3.5 million people who had been at least a generation in slavery and poverty. It declares there was not a feeble one in their midst. Isaiah, 53rd chapter, verse 4, says, "Surely he has borne our griefs." I've told you before, the word is choli. It means sickness, infirmity, disease. He, Christ, has borne our sicknesses and carried our sorrows, no, our pains from those sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, illnesses, if you will. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, like it was his fault. But God gives light to what took place, that following afternoon on Calvary, following Jesus celebrating and giving the substance of the Passover, God says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace," Hebrew word shalom, means well-being, means wholeness, even means prosperity. Our chastisement was upon him. Chastisement is a word used of that which was required to restore something that was lost. That which was required for that which we had lost, our shalom, was upon him. And with his stripes, Isaiah says, we are healed. Peter, looking back, says, we were healed. I want to read from a it's a little book called Unlocking the Mysteries of Revelation. It's from a Christian theme, looking at Jewish practices, speaking of the Seder meal that the Jews celebrate on Passover. I'll just read. It says, "The custom today is the Jewish Seder meal, which consists of, among other things, 3 pieces of matzah that are placed in a unity bag. One explanation is given that the 3 pieces of matzah is that they represent Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We don't have to worry about that. I just want to get this little understanding and preservation of what Christ did when he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." It says, "The second piece of matzah, known as Isaac, the son, is broken into two pieces, and one half is wrapped in a linen napkin and hidden till the end of the meal. The broken piece of matzah saved throughout the year, and members of the household partake of it in times of illness and financial need." The chastisement of our shalom, wholeness, wellness, that talks to the illness, and prosperity, all these meanings contained in the word shalom, was upon him. And as we take this bread in remembrance of Jesus having some discernment of what God declares he has done, God's word declares he has done, like the psalmist in Psalm 91, we will say to the Lord, looking through this bread, unto Jesus, and declaring with our mouth that with his stripes we were healed in Christ. Our secret place. No more secret, because we openly declare it, by faith take it. And say, with his stripes, we were healed. Amen. That is, no doubt, in Jesus.